John McGivern in the studio with us. Have you been enjoying our winter weather?
Sort of. You know, I don't care. Bring a snowstorm. But I did have a problem. I had a show Friday night in Burlington, Wisconsin, and Saturday night in South Milwaukee.
Okay.
And both places sold out. So Burlington, there were like 500 people. South Milwaukee, 800 people at South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. And so I showed up at Burlington, and we had the show, and it was two acts, and then we had a reception after. And when we left the theater to go to the reception, it was like, wow, it's really... It's kind of snowing.
I'm surprised they didn't, because everybody canceled everything. I was surprised that you...
No. Well, Friday, did you even expect there to be snow on Friday?
No, we talked about that. Nobody even talked about the snow on Friday.
No.
Well, and, it was the big 1-2 punch we were supposed to get. I mean, a little bit, and then boom.
We got about 6 or 7 inches, and that was bad enough, because that was like the base, and then Saturday was... There was a snowstorm on Saturday. I mean...
Not like Friday, though. And to drive back from Burlington to Milwaukee at 11 o'clock at night on Friday, down
yucky.
38, I was like the only one on the road, and there were no like tire tracks to follow.
Right.
And the snow was, you know, when you're driving into it, it looks like that snow is backlit, and it's flying, and it's kind of like all of a sudden you're almost... like mesmerized by
you're snowblind,
but you can't see. I could not tell if I was on the road, if where the road ended, and it was
pull
really
over and get a room somewhere.
Well, there's nowhere to get a room though.
Well
I kept thinking I was
Burlington.
On
Burlington.
I was on the phone for most. I'm on my
cell phone.
There you go. Yeah,
driving.
Let's go
and like yelling at Steve. Poor Steve. I'm like,
what's
I've
he supposed to
never
do?
Never been so scared. He's like, well, if I had a helicopter, I'd come help you.
So let's
wait a minute. You did that whenever you were coming back from Chicago that time, too. Man, Steve, if you're listening right now, if he calls you during a storm, do not pick up the phone.
Just look and see. Oh, it's John. He's
it's
having
John.
Trouble. He's going to yell
at me. He's having trouble
driving.
I know.
2 hours later, I got home.
Wow.
I was going like 20.
So did you get home at like 2 in the morning?
Close to 1.
Yeah, wow.
And then when, you know, Steve was sleeping, I'm like, how could you be sleeping?
Weren't you?
He's like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
He was on the couch, though, kind of waiting up.
You know but... what? That's so funny you should say that, because on Friday night after the show, I was late getting home because I got kind of stuck in some traffic. And I hate it when Lou goes to bed. You know, I do. And he was sitting up watching Twister. I mean, he's just half asleep.
You can't stay away from that movie.
He's just kind of sitting there. And I walked in and I said, thank you so much for waiting up. I hate walking in this dark house, knowing everybody's all, you know, cozy and sleeping and having a good. And here I am just schlubbing in at midnight.
You better get up.
Isn't that terrible?
You better be up.
But I mean, that's the way I am. Yeah. And that must be the way you are, too, then. It's like, I love somebody to be waiting there for me.
Well, you know, usually it's fine if, you know, but if a night like that was,
when you
that
were
was life-threatening.
And...
Yeah,
right.
That was bad.
And you've driven with me.
You're crazy.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You are?
I'm a good driver.
All right.
And I do have some problems. I mean, drivers in general. I'd like to just talk about it. Could you push that button for me?
There you go.
Jeez.
Okay.
This is good driving music.
Yeah, it is.
I drove here this morning. I got into my car and left my condo and drove just a little over 3 miles from my door to the door of this station. You will get in your cars this morning and drive to on some highway or on some street or some road and, like me, have to deal with other drivers. Drivers who, in my opinion and maybe yours... have no right to be on the road.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'm probably talking about you. Yeah, you. Yeah. You on the cell phone. You just crossed the center line and ignored the fact that I was in the lane you crossed into. You. You idiot teenager. Stopped text messaging while slowing down in a green light at that very busy intersection that I'm trying to get through, you idiot. Listen, lady, if you're on the freeway in the far left lane, you are in the passing lane. That's the passing lane, not the let me get into this lane and watch people pass me lane. Sister, your light is red. I don't care if you are turning right. You still have to stop, not just roll through the intersection into the oncoming traffic that I'm involved in. Missy, do you not have a mirror at home? You need to use your rear view to put on your makeup while your left turn signal has been blinking for the last mile? Missy! Stop! Grandpa, a speed limit sign does not mean don't you dare go that fast. Hey, smoker! You just threw your lit butt out the window and it ended up on my windshield. Is your ashtray full, Mr. Marlboro Man? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you drive next to these people every day as well? I don't know what happens to me when I get behind the wheel of a car, but the word patience has nothing to do with my driving vocabulary. I try not to use the horn, but, well, sometimes I just can't help it. Those drivers, beep! Those bad drivers, beep! It's them! They make me do it. My driving is perfect, really. Perfect. What are you looking at? Beep!
I mean, we all relate to that, John.
A little bit.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Lord.
It's like when you're on the road, you're the only good driver. Everybody else, you know, I'm going down the road going, uh-oh, no, yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. And it's that left lane thing that really bugs me.
Did I ever tell you the time that, this is a great story, Cindy's mom, she used to flip people off, but she didn't know what that meant. And so we had to tell her. She'd be driving on the road just doing this.
And what did she think it meant?
That you were unhappy with the way they were driving, which it sort of does.
Right.
Sort of
does. Yeah.
And then my father-in-law told her.
Okay. And?
She was like, well, you know what? They deserve that.
Okay.
She's still doing it.
Yeah.